Proclamation number 6293 of 24th of June, 1955. God's loving address. Words of love I want to give to every child who desires to be addressed by me. For I embrace all my children with tremendous love and therefore cannot speak to them other than full of love. And even if I have to admonish and warn them, then it is still my love which wants to protect them from making themselves unhappy. And very often people are in this danger, even if they seriously strive towards me, because they are constantly besieged by my adversary and he tries everything to bring them down. For you humans are still completely immersed in the world. And the world is a danger for every serious striver. Not only that it can affect the human being's senses with its charms and its dazzling work, but also the demands made on you by the world often cause derailment, unkindness, restlessness or even anger, because my adversary will always affect the people in bondage to him such that they will make the children striving towards me the target of their attacks. For my adversary works with much cunning and trickery, especially when he has little success to show, when he cannot oust me from my child's heart. So then my words, despite all love, a warning and admonishing in order not to let my child fall into the hands of the one who wants to possess it. Yet a brief thought to me is enough to chase him away, and you can always send this thought up to me and a delicious peace will surround you, which I myself will lower into your heart if you faithfully adhere to me and are not submissive to the adversary. And I constantly watch over those who want to belong to me. I just have to allow their will freedom and instill vigilance in your hearts, for every child means too much to me to want to lose it to my adversary. But you always have an extremely effective means to drive away his desire for you and him. The smallest act of love already makes him unable to fight. With the smallest act of love you already establish the connection with me, and where I am, he must flee. Where I am, you no longer have to fear him. Therefore, when the world is pressing upon you, when situations arise where you are put into unrest or displeasure, speak a good word. Let a good thought arise in you or do a good work. And of your own accord all afflictions will subside, you will emerge victorious in every battle of words, in every situation where you are confronted with hostility. For then you will direct your will rightly in all freedom, and then you can never again be defeated. But this will always cost you an inner struggle. If you pass this battle, if you emerge victorious from this battle against yourselves, then you will also have defeated the one who is my and your opponent. And I bless you for it and surround you with constantly increasing love, and what first appears to be a battle to you will now be easily mastered by you. And the world will also no longer have an effect on you because you prove to me through your will that you want to belong to me completely. And again I tell you, you can know that you are loved by me always and forever, especially if you want to take the path upwards as a human being on this earth. Then I pursue you, my children, with my fatherly love, and on every path you take I walk beside you. And over thorns and cliffs I lead you through suffering and hardship towards the right aim. I will guide you back to your father's house, where my love has glories in store for you which you will never be able to imagine, which the father has prepared for the children who love him. Amen.